Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there, if you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Links, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Not Given Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Last week, the Fleming brothers and I attended Alicia 2018, which was held at the Westin Boston Waterfront Hotel, a smorgasbord of various fandoms meeting in one place. Alicia is a convention that caters to all kinds of people and genres. Anime, sci-fi, fantasy, steampunk, board games, and video games, and even little niche things here and there. We had a good time at this event, and we're even thinking of attending again next year. However, I will say that we would more than likely go to Aresia again only for a single day next time around, too. That's not to say there isn't a ton of things to do at Aresia, because there definitely is. I'm just saying that when it comes to what we are interested in, we can get everything we'd like to experience in a single day at Aresia compared to something like Anime Boston and PAX East, where we would need the entire weekend to get everything we want done. With that being said, I think it was John Starr that perfectly encapsulated the purpose of Aresia, and that is the fact that it's a great con for those who've never been to a con before. It's a way for newcomers to geek culture to find other people in the community that may share the same interests, as well as discover other cons, meetups, and various forms of media that cater to their liking. You go to Aresia, and then you'll walk away with knowledge of maybe 10 more events and groups that focus specifically on what you enjoy the most. So, if you've never been to a convention before, I would highly recommend checking out Aresia next year. Not only will you have a good time, but you'll find the world of the things you love being expanded by other passionate con attendees. And with that, let's get on with our show, the first regular No Borders, No Race in nearly 2 months. Yay! And dive into our playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. And today we're going to start things off with a track from Brian the Sun, who you might actually be familiar with thanks to their contributions to My Hero Academia and Sweetness and Lightning. They just released their second album, simply titled The Sun. And this is a track from that record. It's called Sunny Side Up from Your Heaven's Kitchen.
どこにも二人の逃げ場はない激しい激しい場 奇跡さ。
2010 album Revolutionary, that was 9mm Parabellum Bullet with Hikari no Ame ga furu yoro ni. Last year saw the release of their 7th album, Babel, which was good enough to warrant an honorable mention on our top albums list. Maybe one day soon, they'll make an album that'll actually appear on said list. They're just so close to making it happen. Once in a while, the anime world teams up to promote something that's far bigger than any one company can handle. We see this occur at times at conventions when the likes of Crunchyroll, Funimation, Sentai Filmworks, Viz Media, and other anime distributors team up for fun events and special panels. In rare occasions, these companies will also assist one another when it comes to distributing a series, such as how Funimation and Crunchyroll have their thing, and Sentai Filmworks and High Dive have their thing. But tell me, for the sake of one's sanity, why in the god of fuck did these companies group together to bring us the abomination known as Pop Team Epic? So, Pop Team Epic got its start as a four-panel comic in Japan by Bukubu Okawa and focuses on two foul-mouthed 14-year-olds named Popoku and Pipimi. Now, I haven't read the original manga as it doesn't come out here until this fall, but apparently these two characters are really popular in Japan. Andrew brought it up in an episode of Wicked Anime that Pop Team Epic was all over the place in anime and manga-related stores, so it absolutely has its following. But watching this anime adaptation, I have the feeling that it honestly should have just stayed a manga. Besides the small description that I mentioned earlier, there really isn't any other way to describe Pop Team Epic. It's very random, but it's not very funny. This is coming from someone who would watch Adult Swim programming like 12 Ounce Mouse and Xavier Renegade Angel during a time when Adult Swim was more about being weird than humorous, so this should be entertaining to me. But it's not. It's just super unfunny and annoying as fuck. What I don't understand is why it was given a full half hour when it's just the same 12-minute segment played twice with different voice actors. In some cases, an anime doesn't work because it's hard to translate for someone outside of Japan. Or other times, it's due to us having a lack of cultural knowledge of the subject matter. But in the case of Pop Team Epic, it sucks because it sucks. It was billed as a shit anime to begin with, and the joke that they're telling is that there are no obscure jokes that only elite fans will get. They just want you to think that they exist when, in fact, they don't. And it's a shame because there seems to be a lot of talented people that are working on this show, and they're working on such god-awful crap. It's kind of like what happened with Shaft and March Comes In Like a Lion, which is a beautiful show, but very shitty story writing and script writing and character development. But anyways, I urge all of you listeners out there, please, don't watch Pop Team Epic. Don't watch it on Crunchyroll, don't watch it on Funimation, don't watch it on VRV, and don't watch it on High Dive. Just pretend it doesn't exist. Your valuable time deserves an anime that's equal to said value, and Pop Team Epic is not worth the lint gathered in your pockets. At least Ninja Girl and Samurai Master is returning this April. That's a good quickie comedy I recommend. And if you haven't watched it, you can check the first two seasons of that on Crunchyroll instead of Pop Team Epic. Much better usage of your time, in my honest opinion. Anyways, coming up, we've got TC and I, which features Colin Moulding and Terry Chambers from the legendary English rock band XTC. They just released their debut EP, Great Aspirations, a couple months back, and from that record is the opening track, Scatter Me.
Scatter me far and wide, up in the hills where we walked. Although the wind may blow cruelly, scatter me, my one and only. Scatter me where we lived, under your favorite rose. Although the blossom is falling, scatter me on one hazy morning. Oh, scatter me once, scatter me twice. Oh, scatter me fondly, like wedding bell rice. Then live on, bang a gong, sing a song. I'll be a particle just floating. Maybe by chance I'll fly and land beneath your feet.
Thank you.
Gall Betty with cool music from their out-of-print 2008 album, Betty's Buggy. Formed in Nagoya in 2004, the seven-piece Japanese ska band released four albums, seven singles, two live DVDs, and a single EP before calling it quits in 2010. Hence why I have to use some very generic info for this outro. But as for a band that's still going strong, look no further than the Cherry Cokes. Although longtime drummer Mochi recently departed the group last month, the band is moving forward with newcomer Toshi now behind the kit. Fingers crossed that a new album may be coming from these guys in the near future. From their album Black Revenge, here are the Cherry Cokes with Give Me Shot.
Yeah. didn't want to know it. It's banging down my door. Closer and I see it, impossible to ignore. So I hang my head and I breathe out a lie. Maybe if I just try, but I can't promise that. And you might say what I should have said yesterday. And you might say what I wanna say.
Practically releasing EPs nonstop throughout 2017, that was The Raft with Into You from their Orion release. Hopefully that sort of work ethic will lead to the band releasing a full album very soon. You know, when regular show ended last year, I kind of weaned myself away from Cartoon Network as I felt like I was no longer in the channel's demographic. But then, a new savior appeared with Big Bright Smile, pointy horn, and an attitude that goes from cutesy to pissed off in the blink of an eye. That savior goes by the name Unikitty, who you may remember from the Lego Movie Once Upon a Time Ago. Tara Strong plays our titular character, who rules the kingdom filled with smiles and negative-free energy. Like a blend of Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls, Unikitty and her friends Dr. Fox, Poppycorn, Huckadile, and Richard set off to keep the joy going from sunrise to sunset. The show is episodic with no real underlying plotline, as most American cartoons tend to be, But what makes it fun to watch is that it doesn't take the predictable route when it comes to its comedy. Yes, there may be some running gags like Puppycorn's ADD mentality, Unikitty's rage, and Hakodile always trying to find a badass way to achieve even the simplest of tasks, but it's still all very fun to watch. Even a character like Richard, who is like this gray floating Lego block who speaks in a monotonous tone, he has big laughs because of his contrasting attitude compared to the rest of the cast. A lot of the laughs is also thanks to the lively performances from Strong, Garfunkel and Oates' Kate Micucci, Greg Griffin, and Roger Craig Smith, the latter of whom actually plays both Hakodile and Richard. What also makes Unikitty great is that it has a lot of jokes that both kids and adults can enjoy. Nothing that'll make parents roll their eyes as they watch, like most kid-friendly TV tends to do. It's goofy, surprisingly smart with its jokes, and never dumbs itself down for the sake of those who may be watching. Watch it with your kids, your friends, or even by yourself while eating your favorite sugar-filled breakfast cereal and nursing a very bad hangover after a night of binge drinking. Unikitty is just straight up fun to watch. It also helps that Baby Metal do the theme song for it, which I hope gets expanded into a full track for their inevitable third album. You can catch Unikitty here and there on Cartoon Network, but I strongly recommend watching it on demand instead of guessing when it plans to pop up on TV next. Knowing Cartoon Network, they're just constantly splattering Teen Titans Go all over the place until that series feature film hits later this year. I have mixed feelings regarding that, by the way. How did that get a big screen adaptation when the original series that was far superior only got a TV movie and an ending lacking any sort of conclusion? That always tends to happen for some reason. Perhaps we'll have to wait a few more years like we had to for Samurai Jack. Anything can happen. But watch Unikitty. It's very funny. I know I just turned 33 years old, but I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to watch cartoons. At least I actually have an excuse now, as I have a brand new newborn niece. I'm going to be watching cartoons for her just to make sure it's all okay for her to watch in the near future, which I feel is a very good excuse. Anyways, let's hop back into the playlist before I continue rambling on. Here are the legendary Go-Go Nana Ichi Hachi Hachi with a song from their 2009 album, Antenna. This is Ting Tong Sean.
Oh,
2010 album Electrocute. That was Motor Mustang with Round, one of the bands back in the day that I was introduced to via Japan Files, which back when I was in college was one of the biggest sites promoting and selling Japanese music from indie and mainstream artists. Groups like Ketchup Mania, Berry Roll, and Grugamesh, all of whom sadly have disbanded since, were introduced to me through these guys, which unfortunately couldn't keep up with the rise of iTunes, Amazon Music, and Google Play. It happens, albeit too many times than it should. Now, here's something you might not have known about this legendary band I'm about to play. Before settling with vocalist Simon Le Bon, Duran Duran went through three different frontmen. Recently, a demo EP of Girls on Film from 1979 was released via Cleopatra Records, which has Duran Duran's second frontman, Andy Wickett, leading the band. The song that I'm about to play would later be reworked into the iconic hit Rio from the second album of the same name. Here, bare bones and all, are Duran Duran with See Me, Repeat Me.
Hang around with the other men. Don't go outside. What Upon the rails, you and me.
was Larkon Ciel with Jiyu Eno Shotai from 2005's Awake album. The band's been rather quiet as of late, what with frontman Hyde working with Kaz on their side project Vamps, and drummer Yukihiro busy with Acid Android. But perhaps the time will soon come when all four members will hit the studio and the road once more. With a very successful launch of the Switch console, it's clear that Nintendo has been doing far better with their outside-the-box mentality. Considering worldwide sales of the Switch in under a year have already beaten the lifetime sales of the Wii U, it's very apparent that the company is looking to be on its A game once more. This past week, that unique thinking ability has unveiled a new concept for interactive gameplay that we haven't quite seen since probably the original Wii era, one that Nintendo is dubbing the Labo. Launching on April 20th, 2018, I see what you did, Nintendo, Labo will give players the chance to build cardboard accessories that they link up with the Switch console, ranging from something small like a fishing rod, elaborate like a piano, and even large like a robot suit. These accessories can then be used for various minigames and even transform the console into something like a remote-controlled car. The initiative, for the most part, is geared towards younger players, as it will hopefully get them moving and playing in ways that the Wii once used to. Now, the Labo seems like a cool concept and all, and I definitely see it being a hit somewhat with younger kids. For those in my age, though, as someone who's not a parent yet, I don't quite see it fitting into my specific demographic. I know Nintendo is eyeing more for kids to be more interactive while they play, but it's going to be tough to see if this winds up being popular enough to continue onwards after the first two sets are released. Those, of course, being the Starter Kit and the Robot Kit. Nevertheless, it's still nice to see gaming companies trying to be more imaginative with bringing something new to the gamers everywhere. With that being said, it remains to be seen if this winds up either being a hit or a flop with players all over the place. Depending on who they focus on remains to be seen. Perhaps if they do a Labo set for a more mature game, like building one of the weapons from the upcoming port of Wolfenstein 2, or something along those lines, then maybe it could be very popular. Then again, as of this recording, the $70 robot version of Labo is already number 4 in the top-selling video game charts on Amazon, so what the fuck do I know? At any rate, let's see what Nintendo does with Labo. Could be very interesting. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. But knowing the majority of these accessory-based video games like Lego Dimensions and Disney Infinity, they usually don't last too long. Maybe Nintendo figured something out that the other companies didn't. After all, the Amiibo is still going very strongly for them. So, who knows? Maybe the label will be good. We'll have to see when it comes out on 420. Anyways, let's play a bit more music. Here's a new single from Sora Amamiya, whom you may know from either her idol group Trisail or from her roles as Aqua from Konosuba or Mia from Monster Musume. Currently, she's reprising her role of Elizabeth in The Seven Deadly Sins and can be also heard as Method and Beatless in Hitomi and Killing Bites. This new single goes by the name Eternal.
だけ失った絆、暗闇の淵で嘆いていないで、差し出されたけど一から紡げば僕らのストーリーまた始まるかな。無垢な瞳に映る空、いじみゆく世界、 Inside my heart just go ahead、 どんな道があって You never stop, nobody knows、 明日の床さえも See for the light, you know the night。
2016 album, The Last Stand, that was Sabaton with Shiroyama, which tells the tale of the Battle of Shiroyama, where the heavily outnumbered samurai under Saigo Takamori made their last stand against Imperial Japanese Army troops under the command of Generals Yamagata Aritomo and Kawamura Sumiyoshi. The battle culminated in the annihilation of Saigo's army as well as his death, marking the end of the Satsuma Rebellion. You gotta love Sabaton, as you can learn a lot of world history while diving into their mosh pit. They'll be hitting the U.S. in just a couple weeks, and the Fleming Twins and I will be at their Boston gig at the House of Blues on March 3rd. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/OmMysteryInc. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from TCI and Duran Duran, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a big shout out to Phil from The Raft for sending down his band's music to play. Thank you, as always, for sending down these tracks for us to spin. Now, don't forget to check out a brand new episode of Wicked Anime this coming Thursday, the very first episode in which our own Elite Four Derek has evolved into a regular cast member. We'll be talking more about the Winter 2018 Anime Simulcast, a new webcomic that isn't Flork of Cows that's gotten our attention, and a ramen bowl with a very peculiar flavor. You'll be able to find out more when you tune in to Wicked Anime, which can be found on Nerdy Show, SoundCloud, and other places podcasts can be heard. Now, you may have noticed a slight change in our format, and it's related to all the Wicked Anime stuff I'm doing. Because I want to keep myself from repeating things from one show to another, I've decided to cut back on the talking segments just a bit. And as you can see, to make up for that, I've added just a couple more songs to the playlist for you to enjoy. So I'll keep doing my best to give you fresh content in my in-between segments, just as I have always done so when I'm spinning my music. Today, we're going to end the show with a track from the original soundtrack to the Netflix anime series, Devilman Crybaby, which I hope everybody both read my review for and checked it out whenever you got a chance. Or at the very least, I hope it is in your queue. You need to see this anime. Because if this is how anime in 2018 is getting started, then we could hopefully expect another strong year for storytelling and eye-popping visuals. This is Kensuke Ushio with a more club-worthy rendition of the classic theme song, Devilman no Uta. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Debil, 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 debil
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.